I'll be right back to wrap up my discussion with today's featured guest, Rex Lyons. In the meantime, a couple tasty tracks coming your way, including one from Cornbread and one from Butch Mudbone's final album, Stroking the Bones. It's Teepee Creepin', today on Gyno.
When the powwow was over, everybody going home. I don't want to be sitting by the fire all alone. I be teepee creeping. I be teepee creeping. I be teepee creeping. All night long. The place has gone empty and there ain't no 49. I'm looking for an Indian girl to show me a good time. I'm going teepee creeping. I'm going teepee creeping. I'm going teepee creeping. All night long. I'm all done dancing, my stuff is put away. I gotta find that sweet thing to help me make my day. I'm going teepee creeping. I'm going teepee creeping. I'm going teepee creeping. All night long. Yeah, I might have to give me some fried bread, some corn soup. See what else. I'm gonna teepee creepin'. I'm gonna teepee creepin'. I'm gonna teepee creepin'. All night long. That's right. Snagging time. I'm going teepee creeping. I'm going teepee creeping. I'm going teepee creeping. I'm gonna keep it creeping.
Hey, this is Rex Lyons of the Rip Corps. You're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee. Continue listening here to get your indigenous rock.
Oh, yeah.
She was standing in line, standing with the rest, waiting to compete to see who is best. Dressed in all her splendor in her jingle dress, jingle dress dancer, moving to and fro, shamey and shame from head to toe, moving to the rhythm of your jingle dress.
Mm-hmm.
fragrance of sweet grass in the air. Happy New Key, that's Wayne B. Caressing Mother Earth with his shuffling feet.
Cornbread's Jingle Dress Dancer. Try and say that 10 times fast as we wind down our listening of that block of great music on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome back. If you're just now tuning in, I highly encourage you to go check out the archive podcast version of this episode of Gyno at gynomusic.fm. And of course, you're welcome to check out nv1.org and check your local listings as well. If it's not there yet, give them a call and get it programmed on the air. Rex, we have just a few more minutes to be able to chat right now. You know, you mentioned this new West Side Social Club album coming out. What kind of a projected finish date are we looking at for this?
Well, I would say probably late February. I should have it in hand if all goes well. You know, still got to do some of the, you know, the nuts and bolts working on the artwork. But, you know, I think that's realistic. I think I can get it done by late February and actually have product in hand. But yeah, and it's just one of those things too, where I got another collective group of local musicians, and it just happened to be, you know, a couple of guest appearances, and it really is something that is kind of unique, because, you know, again, Earl has this thumbprint all over it, and I think that's so fun. You know, like I was saying, when I remember listening to Double Fantasy, and then we were jamming down in my band room, I heard that sound, you know, the effect. I'm going, this is trippy.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to ask, there had to have been a moment that was like, wow, this isn't real. Pinch me.
Yeah, exactly. There's been several moments like that. I mean, you know, when Bernard was a guest. Like I said, when Bernard was here, we did a show with Bernard Fowler. He came here and we've done a couple things. And then I said, you know, Bernard, I know, not for anything, but if, you know, I said, if there's any way at some point, you know, the Stones are coming through, and, you know, do me a solid. I would just like to shake Keith Richards' hand one time, you know. He goes, done deal. Hey. He says, you name this place, and I said, I'm gonna give you the treatment, you know. I said, wow. So as luck would have it, I said, well, I'll see you in Pasadena, as things were happening, and I was going to go to Pasadena. And unfortunately, that's when Mick Jagger had a heart attack, and the whole tour went down, you know. But still, you know, they're rocking again, and I hopefully I get my opportunity, because, you know, this is just the kind of guys they are. They're really just great guys. You know, like I said, this new project, you know, Earl is just the down-to-earth dude that loves music, and who he is, and what he loves to do, and loves to share and express it with who's ever down, you know?
Oh, I can't wait for the new project to come out, and it sure sounds like another reason, another excuse to get you on Gyno. I'd love to pick your brain a little bit more and chat about that. As we look ahead to 2023, it's my understanding you guys are working on, you know, extending your reach throughout this year too, yeah?
Yeah. We, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, that we were really on the cusp of doing that prior to the pandemic. Matter of fact, we have a record deal. Rivet Records has got a contract on the table, and we haven't signed it, you know, because it's one of those deals that you got to have, you know, you need your lawyers and all of that kind of thing. And what does it actually mean? But, you know, it's a Sony Orchard is a Sony distribution company, and they're connected. So if that happens, you know, we are just going to be another step in the right direction. And I believe we're going to sign it because we've gone through the whole thing, but we haven't signed it today. But there we are again. Can potentially be on Rivet Records, and then be the distribution was distributed by Orchard, which is Sony Music, and get into the bigger markets. You know, there's already, you know, there'll be a grind there, but an exciting space for us, because I really believe that we have the goods, and it's been expressed to me, you know, by people who, you know, that don't have any real, you know, like, not as biased as I would be, because of course I love music. that I love and want to perform. Is when somebody, you know, in the industry says, hey, if you guys want to get serious about this, we can make it happen. That's like, you know, a little, you know, intimidating, but at the same time, you know, we who wouldn't do that? If you're, you know, aspiring musician to potentially get out there and actually make a go of it, go national, go international, and, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, and but that's the plan. Get out in bigger markets and do some road work and see if we can, you know, get a little more visibility and, you know, potentially get into those places where you can, you know, get lucky and you know, maybe have a hit, or you get on some movie soundtrack where there's some real revenue, you know, those kinds of things. Sure. But that's what we're aspiring to do, and, you know, all goes well, that's where we're headed.
I have a really good feeling that 2023 is the year of the Ripcord, so please keep me in the loop. I can't wait to hear the new projects, see if these plans coming about, and definitely catch another show. I mean, you guys were definitely a highlight at the Native American Music Awards. There were a lot of highlights, and it was a kind of a funky time, but, you know, it all came together quite nicely, and of course, it was nice to meet you and your dad and chat a little bit, and I certainly hope we can do this again. Where can people find you at?
Well, you can find us. We have our own website, but we're on every platform you can find our music on: Apple, Spotify, CD Baby, any of those platforms. We're on all the major platforms. You can find us. You just got to Google up the Ripcords, and we come up and get yourself some Ripcord music. And we're also have a online press kit too, which in case there are any talent hunters out there. Which is www.opk.solutions/the-ripcords. And you can find our, you know, it's a online press kit. It's got videos, it's got content, it's got bios, and it goes very in depth.
I can't thank you enough for spending a little bit of time and chatting with me today, and I certainly hope we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. It's been great. I look forward to continuing our conversation.
The winds are changing. I know I gotta get away. The winds are changing. I know I gotta.
take a plane to nowhere. Gonna find tranquility. Gonna take a plane to nowhere. Gonna find tranquility. Gonna change my name and number so you can't follow me. Gonna change my name and number. You better just leave me be. Gonna change my name and number. Gonna set my spirit free.
Gyno is recorded and produced on the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwendate Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
They say that a friend will never let you down. Stay right there with you when no one is around. Sometimes that friend might be hard to see. Might not be just what you expect that friend to be. Cause the blues with me through thick and thin. Yeah, and that's why I believe. Yeah, the blues is my friend.
This fine woman, so I took her home with me. I thought we'd live together, love so happily. That fine woman thought she'd stick around. I woke up one morning, she was nowhere to be found.
But the blues keep on hanging in, yeah, and that's why.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.